At a recent class in Dillingham, drifter Casey Kupchayak, a Togiak resident, talked about why she's making the move to a refrigerated seawater system.
I want the quality of the fish that I bring to be the best that it can. I know that's what the world is demanding, and without refrigerating right when you catch them, it's not the best quality, so.
And it's increasingly on the minds of fishermen, particularly as at least one Bristol Bay processor, Icicle, has announced that it will require all deliveries to be iced beginning in 2018. But the question is how to get from here to there. For fishermen, there are a couple options, says Gabe Dunham, the Alaska Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program agent at UAF's Bristol Bay campus.
You can have no insulation and no slush bags or anything like that and just shovel ice on top of your fish. That doesn't work very well because ice melts really quickly, especially in those holds adjacent to machinery parts of the boat that are hot. From there, you can slush bag or you can insulated slush bag, so you have ice last a little bit longer. Then you could pay somebody to do spray foam insulation on your boat, put that ice in there, it lasts even longer, but you're still using ice. Then the next step is to do the plumbing and the RSW installation and have that mechanical chilling ability.
That's the real key, RSW. But those systems can be expensive and complicated. Local boats are less likely to have a system already, and they also typically have a lower gross tonnage and less horsepower, two details that affect how installing such a system goes.
Since the Bristol Bay fleet is less likely to have refrigeration, then it stands to reason that as more refrigeration becomes required, that the Bristol Bay fleet is going to bear more costs on average than the rest of the fleet. I think it's important to do whatever we can to prepare our local fleet to give folks around here the edge so we can maintain or increase profitability here in the fishery locally by working hard to make sure that our local fleet is competitive here in this chilling regard.
And if there is enough help in the transition, it could help prevent one common fear, that the cost of the mandate could exacerbate the loss of permits from the region. And there's another silver lining to the whole switch. Dunham says higher quality fish could eventually mean better prices. And although the transition may be difficult, BBEDC CEO Norm Van Vactor says there's another possible perk.
I see the marine support industry growing fairly dramatically in several of the major hubs like NACNA, King Salmon, and Dillingham, and Togiak to support the vessel upgrades that are going to be needed.
As for getting there, Regional Fisheries Coordinator Terry Mann says BBEDC has programs to help upgrade boats and install RSW systems, and also helped coordinate the recent Marine Refrigeration System Operator class at the Bristol Bay campus.
We recommend people look at their vessel upgrades as far as getting their boats ready for an RSW system, as far as like the spray rails and the plumbing and the hydraulics. It's not just a simple unit. Not to say it's a scary thing. Once you do the class, you have a much better understanding, and that helps because we're trying to make sure that the RSW units that get installed will last a long time.
Fishermen taking that class, like Kupchayak, said it was the first step in getting ready to purchase and install an RSW system. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.